نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. في حديث: ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. قالوا: فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: بكل شعرة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Razik. Allah Ta'ala is our Creator. Allah Ta'ala is the Creator of everything what we see and we don't see. Below us, with us, above us. All creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, nothing has a power, no one has a power beside Allah Ta'ala to create anything. Therefore, ibadat and worship must be only for Allah, because He is the only one, He is everything, He did everything, He is doing everything and will do everything for us. And Allah Ta'ala challenges in the Quran Kareem that ask yourself if your mind goes to anybody else beside Allah Ta'ala to be worshipped and to be paid the most respect. And to ask help from, show anyone who is more merciful than Allah. Show anyone who has created anything. Leave alone heaven, earth, mountains, trees, fruits, animals. But even as small as a fly, Allah says, let the whole creation get together and create the fly. We'll never do it. Therefore, very, very easy to understand the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or explain anybody the oneness of Allah ta'ala. That beside the Creator, no one else. Maybe sometime person don't understand the word Allah. Word don't understand Rahman. But the word Creator understood by everyone. Even the atheist, when it comes to this, will fail. That show anyone who can create. Salatu wa salam upon Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala once again give us this Mubarak days and a blessed day, especially today is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. As also we say, day of Arafah. Alhamdulillah, many, many people, many children, families, they are fasting today. May Allah Ta'ala accept. For each day of these 9 days fast, Allah will reward as if He fasted the whole year. Especially this day, one fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives one past year's sins and one future year's sins. We are getting into the night. Tonight is a, once again is a blessed night, one of the 5 big nights of the year. There are big days are 2 in the year. Nights, 5 big nights of the year. Tonight is one of the 5 big nights. When we say a big night, a blessed night, there is something behind. There is a respect. There is a greatness. There is a value behind. There are ethics behind. There are laws behind. In Islam, everything, when it comes to the celebration, greatness, A very important point always you see is adab, respect, and a humanity, that always be a human. Forget Islam, forget Iman, forget everything else. A human. A human in reality is that one who look opportunities to harm, not to harm, but to benefit people. A human being in reality, the best one is who don't harm anybody in any way, who benefits people. Look for every opportunity where you benefit. And obviously harm from the belief, from the insan, human being, not supposed to. And when it comes to the Islam and when it comes to the Muslim, obviously even the animals will not be harmed. But the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah ta'ala's command comes. For example, a qurbani. There are adabs, there are ethics. How you handle the animal. Do not cause more harm. One of the adab and ethic is, do not sharpen the knife in front of the animal. Do not slaughter one animal while the other animal sees it. You are causing more harm, more disturbance to one, even the animal. When you're taking the animal to the slaughter place, do not drag. With adab and respect, do not like ride like a horse. And soon as there is a way to drop it down, soon as you drop, immediately, the person must be ready to slaughter. Now you're not looking, where is the knife? Meantime, that each second is going, is a torture for the animal. Who going to, now found the knife, who going to slaughter? Now the debating, who going to slaughter? Meantime, what happens to the animal? He's already down. Be prepared, who going to do it? Who going to handle it? Where the people handle, whether they can handle it. This is not the time now where is down. Man is ready with the knife, is ready to slaughter, all under control. Now you say, but where is the water? Bring water, give water to drink. No. That is not the ethic. Water you give from few days before. Give water, give grass. Before you start pulling it out from the pen and taking it to the slaughter place, you give water. Not after already you started handling, already you got a sign now, got a message, that sign for me to go. And the blood already starts getting affected in the cold. Because we see every year lots of people, maybe they not understanding, they don't know. With a good intention, no, give water. Sometimes persons say one not enough. Another one say no, I want to give. He don't know how to give. I want. Meantime, what happens? That is a torture for the animal. Not supposed to do that. Because that is a humanity. Islam teaches SPCA and the municipality and the police don't have to come and teach us how you must have your pen, how you keep your animal for qurbani. Supposed to be keeping clean, enough food, enough space. You don't push in 2 by 200 animals. They don't have to teach. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us everything. They learn from us. Everything whatever they got is from us. Either right way learning or they're stealing and giving back to us. Because as after all is our fault. That we do not practice, we do not show practically what our deen teaching us. What our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. So even that shows how important for us to be a human being first, before even come to Islam and deen. The person becomes a proper, true human being, very, very easy in Islam, in deen, and start practicing and continue with life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when is the days and the big days in the nights? Shukr to Allah Ta'ala. There must be no harm causing to anybody. It must not happen that now we started doing the same way, like a ways of those who got no direction in life. They said, no, bus takarakas, start spinning tires, and cause din everywhere. Everybody, nobody can sleep in there. What happened? No, you know, Islam was celebrating. This is, we hear every year. What is this? Is this is a deen? Is this is Islam teaching us? No. Our action, our way of life, let's be a good example for everybody. Even our Eid must be example for the people to follow. And they must see the good part, the positive, and everything is positive. Look at the unity. So early morning, they all got together. They're reading Salah together. There's no disturbance. There's no causing problems for anybody. And they're not playing loud music. Something to learn. They have muhabbat. They have love. And they're dedicated. So let us look into Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua. Allahumma ja'alna miftahan lil khair wa mighlaqan lil shar. Wallah, make me such that I must become the means of opening the doors of good, not the means of opening the doors of evil. Evil doors be closed, I must be a means of closing the doors of the evil. Everything, every action of mine must be such that benefit and somebody to learn a morals and the ethics from. So tonight is a Mubarak night. One of the five big nights. One extra ibadah is very, very easy. That is, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. In the month of Ramadan, whole Ramadan, we did one specific ibadah, zikr. That is, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata, wa a'udhu bika minan nar. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. Ask Allah for jannat, protection from jahannam. Throughout Ramadan, we were told to continue with this. Walking, talking, whatever we're doing, work, driving, continue. These nights and these days, tonight, today is the last. This specific zikr we are being told, tasbih, takbir, tahleel, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. After every salah from today fajr, right till Tuesday asr, after every first salah, once we're going to read takbir tashrik. And we are told and encouraged to say loud, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahil hamd. It mustn't happen that we hear in the masjid a sound of a talk louder than the takbir takshrik sound. They're not supposed to be. This is the one area we have to pay attention to. 2 weeks ago, the Maulana Abdul Haq, a great wali of Allah Ta'ala in our country, he came. He told Mufti Sahab, I supposed to speak to one topic. When I came in a masjid and 5 minutes before azan, when I started my salah to rakat, I could not pay attention. Because you can hear people only talk. I said, Mufti Sahab, what your people are? Yes, everything I have to take it on me. My people make dua for them. Ye bichare log hai. Dua karo inke liye. What else I can say? He said, Mufti Sahab, no, but you teach, train them. Masjid, you come, Allah's house, all meeting, greeting, this is not a meeting, greeting, assembly point outside, not every area they have assembly point, outside, not in area. Meeting, greeting, talking, kaisa hai bhai, yeah. Nobody reading namaz, nobody Quran, only one thing, salam when you come and that's it. After that, no conversation. So this is the one area we have to pay attention. But when is not talking, if you have to, emergency, soft. Nobody disturbs. Person reading namaz. Person reading Quran. Is making zikr of Allah. Person is frustrated. Person coming Allah's house to get the peace. Somebody got a problem in the business. Somebody got a problem at home. Somebody got a problem with their children. Somebody got a problem with their life, with their health. Leaving all the whole world and coming Allah's house to find some peace, some happiness, some joy, some quiet place. Because at home, nothing quiet. Only noise. Workplace, problem. Only masjid was left. Now here also we made it Machhi Bazaar. Machhi Bazaar malum? Fish market. The only what, when we say something fish market, you only hear talk. If it's a different, we hear Quran reading. Zikr of Allah. Even that also. What adab, what beauty of Islam. We are told, even you reading Quran in the masjid, don't read loud. Next one must not hear. You yourself must hear. Making zikr in the masjid. Not talking. Not swearing. Talking. Not to and talking. Making zikr. Not so loud when disturbing other person. Adab, ethics. So tonight, remember, Nabi Kareem Sahasam is speaking about emphasis on the big nights, five big nights of the year. One is tonight, when the Qiyamah is nearer, and the people will be in lots of difficulties and problems, and they will lose hope. There is no hope. It's better for me to die. That's condition. Not because of no money, no. Not because of worldly, the situation, fitnas, problems coming so much in the world. That is not easy, becoming very difficult to practice deen. Become very hard to practice deen. That's why a person reaches to that boiling point where I can't take it anymore. Even whole world will be gripped with that position. Those people in this, they observe these five big nights of the year, especially two Eid nights. Allah Ta'ala will make their heart firm. They will not go through that. Still they will have a peace in life. They will be happy. There will be tranquility in life. They will not go through that pressure and that depression. So tonight is a night starts from Maghrib, right till Mawo is Eid. Two big days of the year for the Muslims, that is one is tomorrow. How everybody else celebrate, we don't have to worry about everybody else, but sometimes we are told to learn a lesson from everybody. When there is big days, not going to do wrong things, meet the family, visit the family, be with everybody, make Eid, obviously, Sharia laws must observe. There must be time. It mustn't be like our Eid day, like a whole year, every other day, weekday. Sometimes I say, no, it's hard. Saturday is a business day. How am I going to close? Saturday is a main day. And business is not doing well. But which day our business did well? We talk in our term now, in our language. Not that business never do well. Throughout our life, business did well. We are surviving. This is a sign that business did well. With nothing to complain. But we always got a habit of complaining. Sometimes we go to certain places, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. Some people say, no, South Africa. No, please, don't want to deal with you. Why? So no, you only complain. Everything complain. Do this way, complain. That way, complain. Everything. Sometimes we don't blame them. We don't make shukr of Allah. Always make shukr. Look at those who are below us. Look at those who can't make it. Look at those who are, for months and months, they are sleeping, no shelter, no house, everything, no food. We don't know when the next sip of water will come for them. With all that, they say, Alhamdulillah. And we, with everything. I talked to the children yesterday. When somebody come to your house, ask for help. Don't say, no, I got nothing. Don't ever say. Which person say, I got nothing? You got things in a freezer? Okay, say, you got nothing in a freezer. You got things in a fridge? Even if it's nothing. In a cupboard you got? Something and something you got. So it's a lie. One child said it. But my mother and father say that always. Tell them they got nothing. I said, Subhanallah.
kya tarbiyat aulad hum log kar rahe hain.
What upbringing of children we are. What we teaching children. The child says straight. My father, mother say, tell him, don't go nothing. No.
Say, Barakallah. Allah, if you don't want to give, first thing, must give. Something must give.
And I tell them, a beggar come to the house. We can make all the excuses. They're coming, stealing, robbing, gun, coming in a gun. Any excuse they make. But one thing you must remember. Allah Ta'ala sent.
Who put in a house to come at your door?
Is not your neighbor. Beggar coming to our house, not a neighbor. How many doors he passed? How many houses he passed? Sometime 100 houses he passed. Never go anybody's house knocking. Stop at your house.
Madina Munawwara, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's camel, moving in the streets. Everyone want to pull. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, leave it. Ma'amuratu min Allah. Command from Allah. Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everybody wanted that privilege. That come, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my guest, my Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, leave. Ma'amura min Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives command. When Allah Ta'ala went, where Allah wanted to stop, it will stop there. Where it stops, that's the house for me to be. Honor everybody wants. So the beggar coming, leaving his house, passing all the houses, coming at our house. Who sent him? Ma'amur min Allah. Just think of our you. Leave everything one side. All the shaitani. If you say we're getting robbed, that's the only time when the beggar comes, we're getting robbed. Everybody else, we're not getting robbed. We're getting hijacked, they're taking knife for us, they're taking out gun for us. That's the only time they take out gun. Everywhere else they take out gun for us.
Hamare masjid mein kai saalon pehle masjid mein pahunch gaye banduk lekar to kya hai? Hum log masjid nahi aayenge, nahi?
So excuse, no. When a person come, whatever Allah Ta'ala put in the heart, give Allah, send Allah will give more. So tonight, night, sleep early, wake up early. Sunnat of Eid, ghusl, putting good clothes, preferably new clothes, and coming early. Alhamdulillah, we got Fajr and Eid, Fajr late, so more easier. No excuse, they can't get up. Inshallah, the Fajr Salah will be tomorrow, it's for the Eid, 20 past 6 will be Fajr Salah, read Yasin after that, read Eid Salah, and after that, carry on. Bring children. Normally we say, children, be careful. But here let them learn. Our big day. Our great day. When you're leaving home, takbirat ashriq. Loud. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. When you leave from the time, whether you're driving or you're walking, continue with this takbir. Because angels are welcoming. They are there from Allah Ta'ala standing to welcome you. They're waiting to come for the Eid Salah. Come for Eid Salah. Make sure, be early. Prepare oneself. Sleep early so you can get up early. And decent clothes. It mustn't happen that when you're coming, condition you will find the person coming in like, who just woke up now, somebody gave electric shock and chasing from the house. And now didn't know what to wear. Just anything. Sometimes the clothes we come in to Eid Salah, we won't go shopping center with those clothes. Hey, what people are going to say? What Allah going to say? We don't think of that, what Allah going to say? Pure, good, decent clothes, whatever Allah Ta'ala gave, come with that. And prepare oneself. Alhamdulillah, many people already bought animals. And some are still going to buy. Make sure you buy from the right place. Right person who deeni conscious. Otherwise, lots of crookeries carrying on. Everything, they are conditioned. If you slaughtering camel, age 5 years. Buffalo, cow, minimum 2 years. A goat, 1 year at least, not one day less than a year. Sheep, 1 year, but if it's big and thick and very healthy, very fat, looks like 1 year, alhamdulillah. But it must not be even one day less than 6 months. One farmer, big farmer, wholesale, he called me one day, very hard, 100 kilometers from here. Come, see. Tell us what to do. He got two sheep this side, two sheep this side.
same size, same look. He said, Mutasab, any difference between these two and these two? He said, no, I don't see no difference. He said, a big difference. What's the difference? He said, these two sheep born here, these two sheep also born here. These two is 1 year old. These two look exactly same, but is not even 4 months old. So what's the difference? Why so big difference? He said, the new type of feed came in the market now. So pumping them with that, grow, blow up very fast, look like 1 year, but it's not even 4 months. And he says, you Muslim, you know the Islam condition, you know the Qurbani laws. He said, I don't sell. That's why I call you to see whether we can sell. There are lots of Muslims, they are selling wholesale. What we see? We see the price. Allah says, give Allah, I give you the best. When you're coming, Allah, to give Allah back, give the best. In your capability, give the best. Whatever in your capacity, alhamdulillah, there are many people who are doing hundreds of qurban. But there are many people who avoid. Remember, Eid day, the best ibadat in these Eid days is to make qurban. One person, he never understood what Islamic law is. He never practiced. Very wealthy, but give lots of charity. He don't want to make qurban. He said, no, I give charity, lots of charity. One day he slept in the night, he sees the dream. He says, people all moving, they're crossing the bridge. And this is Hazrat Ashwatthama Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in his kitab, so it's not a fairy tale, it's not a man-made. And this is a member of Rasul, he don't talk any nonsense. Straight. What is haq? Hikmah. Says, he sees now everybody, but hard to cross. Then somebody coming and giving them a nice conveyance. They jumping on the conveyance, fast they're going. On the other hand is Jannat. On the other hand is Jannat. He see all people going. When he came, he says, sorry, you haven't got conveyance, you can't cross. And I go back. Now in the morning he came by Maulana, I said, what is this? He said, Allah Ta'ala will show you. In the dream he see, a voice came. You can't get conveyance because you don't make qurbani. All these people make qurbani, it's got a conveyance for them. So hundreds and millions of charity money we give in a different other ways, but qurbani we don't make, still we missing a point. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Once again, reminder, 20 past 6 will be inshallah Fajr Salah tomorrow. Read Yasin and continue with the Salah. Allah give us tawfiq. Don't forget takbirat ash-shirk after every first salah. Tuesday afternoon.